This is the Bahasa Inggris Kertas 4 listening test. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Circle your answers on the question paper. You will have 2 minutes at the end of the test to check your answers. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You have 1 minute to read the questions. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, circle the correct answer. A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice.
Questions 1 to 7. Question 1. You hear a girl talking about sports. I love sports, but not the usual way my friends do. Those of my friends who like sports would take part in them to enjoy the process of playing their favorite sports. However, I'm not fond of doing them. I prefer watching sports on TV. I know the rules and players of my favorite sports inside out, and I follow every game without fail. Question 2. You hear a man talking about his dream. I always dreamed of having my own pharmacy, and this dream came true only recently. I bumped into Jack again after many years of working overseas. Jack was my coursemate at university. We used to run many small businesses together when we were studying. This experience helped us understand each other better while earning capital for our future businesses. Question 3. You hear a lady talking about a grooming course. The grooming course was interesting and useful. I didn't understand the concept of less is more, as I had always dressed up with accessories and full makeup. Thus, I was surprised to find out that dressing simply can also be stylish and trendy. Now, I'm totally confident with my simple yet stylish image. I love it. All my colleagues love my new look too. Question 4. You hear a student talking about his trip to Hokkaido, Japan. Seafood is abundant in the waters surrounding Hokkaido. The high-quality crabs, among other seafood like scallops and sea urchins, are especially worth a try. However, a place that you mustn't miss is the hot spring, where you may soak away your worries. You will never get this kind of experience anywhere else. If you like taking pretty photos, The lavender farms there will not disappoint you. Question 5. You hear a newsreader reporting the weather forecast. Kuching is forecasted to have moderate rain tomorrow. The daytime temperature is going to reach 33 degrees Celsius and the temperature is going to dip to 23 degrees Celsius at night. There will be heavy rain on Saturday with daytime temperature reaching 29 degrees Celsius. Nighttime temperature is expected to be 23 degrees Celsius. It will be sunny on Sunday with daytime temperature of 35 degrees Celsius and nighttime temperature of 24 degrees Celsius. Question 6. You hear a patient talking about his dental visit. Martin Dental Clinic provides excellent services that no other clinic can beat, though its charges are slightly above the average. Dr. Martin did an excellent job. He thoroughly and carefully cleaned all of my teeth and paid attention to detail. For the first time, I experienced a stress-free and worry-free dental visit. I strongly recommend Martin Dental Clinic to everyone. Question 7. You hear two friends talking about doing a presentation. Hi David, how is your preparation for our upcoming group presentation? Oh, it's stressful. I'm tied up with 3 assignments that are due next week. Don't worry, I have drafted the content for our presentation, but haven't got the time to work on the PowerPoint slides. I need some pictures for the presentation. Could you please help me with that? Sure, no problem. Now listen again. Question 1. You hear a girl talking about sports. I love sports, but not the usual way my friends do. Those of my friends who like sports would take part in them to enjoy the process of playing their favorite sports. However, I'm not fond of doing them. I prefer watching sports on TV. I know the rules and players of my favorite sports inside out, and I follow every game without fail. Question 2. You hear a man talking about his dream. I always dreamed of having my own pharmacy, and this dream came true only recently. I bumped into Jack again after many years of working overseas. Jack was my coursemate at university. We used to run many small businesses together when we were studying. This experience helped us understand each other better while earning capital for our future businesses. Question 3. You hear a lady talking about a grooming course. The grooming course was interesting and useful. I didn't understand the concept of less is more, as I had always dressed up with accessories and full makeup. Thus, I was surprised to find out that dressing simply can also be stylish and trendy. Now, I'm totally confident with my simple yet stylish image. I love it. All my colleagues love my new look too. Question 4. You hear a student talking about his trip to Hokkaido, Japan. Seafood is abundant in the waters surrounding Hokkaido. The high-quality crabs, among other seafood like scallops and sea urchins, are especially worth a try. However, a place that you mustn't miss is the hot spring, where you may soak away your worries. You will never get this kind of experience anywhere else. If you like taking pretty photos, the lavender farms there will not disappoint you. Question 5. You hear a newsreader reporting the weather forecast. Kuching is forecasted to have moderate rain tomorrow. The daytime temperature is going to reach 33 degrees Celsius and the temperature is going to dip to 23 degrees Celsius at night. There will be heavy rain on Saturday with daytime temperature reaching 29 degrees Celsius. Nighttime temperature is expected to be 23 degrees Celsius. It will be sunny on Sunday with daytime temperature of 35 degrees Celsius and nighttime temperature of 24 degrees Celsius. Question 6. You hear a patient talking about his dental visit. Martin Dental Clinic provides excellent services that no other clinic can beat, though its charges are slightly above the average. Dr. Martin did an excellent job. He thoroughly and carefully cleaned all of my teeth and paid attention to detail. For the first time, I experienced a stress-free and worry-free dental visit. I strongly recommend Martin Dental Clinic to everyone. Question 7. You hear two friends talking about doing a presentation. Hi David, how is your preparation for our upcoming group presentation?
Oh, it's stressful. I'm tied up with 3 assignments that are due next week. Don't worry, I have drafted the content for our presentation, but haven't got the time to work on the PowerPoint slides. I need some pictures for the presentation. Could you please help me with that?
Sure, no problem.
Now turn to part 2. There is one extract in this part. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 8 to 15. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Part 2. You will hear Inspector Sharifah talking about measures to reduce road accidents. Hi, I am Inspector Sharifah from the local police station. I know most of you come to school by bicycle and almost all cycle around the park. I am here to share some road safety tips with you all, especially since there have been 2 cases of accidents involving cyclists from this school. Most importantly, follow the traffic rules. This means understanding signs and following them. You should not jump the lights, as it is meant for your safety as well as the safety of other road users. So follow the traffic rules closely. In addition, cycle in a single file. From our observations, we have noticed that teenagers have the tendency to cycle abreast. They would occupy the whole lane and make it difficult for other road users to pass by. Remember, cycle in a single file, and that too as close as possible to the side of the road. In this way, other roads users, including cars, buses, and lorries, can ply the roads at ease. Never ever tailgate the vehicle in front of you. This is highly dangerous as the vehicle could apply emergency brakes and you are too close to prevent yourself from ramming into the vehicle. Moreover, the road is no place for acrobatic feats. Place your hands firmly on the handlebars. Do not take your hands off the handlebars as it is very dangerous and you will be unable to control the bicycle. Most cyclists die in accidents due to head injuries. Therefore, wear helmets at all times to protect your heads. Never cycle without a helmet as it will protect your head. Furthermore, don't text and ride. There were many unfortunate incidents that could have been avoided if the cyclists were not texting while cycling. Your lives are very fragile, so don't be distracted. Also, do not use headphones while cycling, as you will not be able to hear the honking of other vehicles. Being distracted, either by your mobile phone or headphone, will only lead to disastrous events. I do hope that you will adhere to the traffic rules to ensure your safety and the safety of others. Thank you. You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers. Part 2. You will hear Inspector Sharifah talking about measures to reduce road accidents. Hi, I am Inspector Sharifah from the local police station. I know most of you come to school by bicycle, and almost all cycle around the park. I am here to share some road safety tips with you all, especially since there have been 2 cases of accidents involving cyclists from this school. Most importantly, follow the traffic rules. This means understanding signs and following them. You should not jump the lights, as it is meant for your safety as well as the safety of other road users. So follow the traffic rules closely. In addition, cycle in a single file. From our observations, we have noticed that teenagers have the tendency to cycle abreast. They would occupy the whole lane and make it difficult for other road users to pass by. Remember, cycle in a single file, and that too as close as possible to the side of the road. In this way, other road users, including cars, buses, and lorries, can ply the roads at ease. Never ever tailgate the vehicle in front of you. This is highly dangerous as the vehicle could apply emergency brakes and you are too close to prevent yourself from ramming into the vehicle. Moreover, the road is no place for acrobatic feats. Place your hands firmly on the handlebars. Do not take your hands off the handlebars as it is very dangerous and you will be unable to control the bicycle. Most cyclists die in accidents due to head injuries. Therefore, wear helmets at all times to protect your heads. Never cycle without a helmet as it will protect your head. Furthermore, don't text and ride. There were many unfortunate incidents that could have been avoided if the cyclists were not texting while cycling. Your lives are very fragile, so don't be distracted. Also, do not use headphones while cycling, as you will not be able to hear the honking of other vehicles. Being distracted, either by your mobile phone or headphone, will only lead to disastrous events. I do hope that you will adhere to the traffic rules to ensure your safety and the safety of others. Thank you. That is the end of part 2. You now have 1 minute to check your answers.
Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers talk about shopping online. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Speaker 1. I usually shop online for things. It is more convenient as I can shop at my own time. I am also free to shop anywhere. I enjoy shopping at night after I am done with my homework. I usually shop at home. If I had to buy from a retail shop, I would have to take the bus, which is rather troublesome.
Speaker 2. My friends like shopping online, but I prefer going to shopping malls. I like looking at clothes and trying them on before making a purchase. That way, I would know if the clothes would fit me. If I buy online, I may end up buying clothes that don't fit me well. I once purchased a dress online. It looked fabulous when I browsed the site. After trying it on, however, it didn't look good on me at all.
Speaker 3. I love shopping online as I can easily make price comparisons between different shop sites. I recently bought a pair of sneakers online. I browsed through many shops to see the type of sneakers available and also the price. Finally, I settled on getting my sneakers from www.sportsshoes.com as their sneakers were of good quality and priced reasonably. This site also provides free shipping.
Speaker 4. I used to shop online, but I had a nasty experience. I felt badly cheated. Ever since then, I have been wary of shopping online. Once, I had ordered a tablet online and I was supposed to receive the item in a week's time. However, it took almost a month to arrive. When it was delivered to me, I was shocked to find a crack on the tablet screen. The seller refused to give me a refund and said I had been careless and broken the screen. It was a rather horrible experience. Furthermore, when I shop at a retail store, I can get the product on the spot.
Speaker 5. I am a big fan of online shopping. When I shop online, I can have more time to browse the site before making a purchase. I can also decide if I really need an item. Oftentimes, when I go to a retail shop, I feel pressured by the salesperson to buy certain items. There were times I ended up buying items I don't really need and regretting it.
Now, listen again.
Speaker 1. I usually shop online for things. It is more convenient as I can shop at my own time. I am also free to shop anywhere. I enjoy shopping at night after I am done with my homework. I usually shop at home. If I had to buy from a retail shop, I would have to take the bus, which is rather troublesome.
Speaker 2. My friends like shopping online, but I prefer going to shopping malls. I like looking at clothes and trying them on before making a purchase. That way, I would know if the clothes would fit me. If I buy online, I may end up buying clothes that don't fit me well. I once purchased a dress online. It looked fabulous when I browsed the site. After trying it on, however, it didn't look good on me at all.
Speaker 3. I love shopping online as I can easily make price comparisons between different shop sites. I recently bought a pair of sneakers online. I browsed through many shops to see the type of sneakers available and also the price. Finally, I settled on getting my sneakers from www.sportsshoes.com as their sneakers were of good quality and priced reasonably. This site also provides free shipping.
Speaker 4. I used to shop online but I had a nasty experience. I felt badly cheated. Ever since then, I have been wary of shopping online. Once, I had ordered a tablet online and I was supposed to receive the item in a week's time. However, it took almost a month to arrive. When it was delivered to me, I was shocked to find a crack on the tablet screen. The seller refused to give me a refund and said I had been careless and broken the screen. It was a rather horrible experience. Furthermore, when I shop at a retail store, I can get the product on the spot.
Speaker 5. I am a big fan of online shopping. When I shop online, I can have more time to browse the site before making a purchase. I can also decide if I really need an item. Oftentimes, when I go to a retail shop, I feel pressured by the salesperson to buy certain items. There were times I ended up buying items I don't really need and regretting it.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers.
Part 4. You will hear part of an interview with Dr. Ling about obesity among teenagers in Malaysia. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions.
You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Dr. Ling, what do you think of the obesity problem among teenagers in Malaysia?
Well, to answer your question, I would say that the number of obese children and teenagers in Malaysia is increasing at an alarming rate. To tell you the truth, we have twice as many overweight children nowadays compared to 10 years ago.
What do you think is the root cause of the problem?
I think this is due to their unhealthy lifestyles and eating habits. Teenagers in general consume a lot of fast food and fried food, as well as sugary treats. In addition to an unhealthy diet, they also lack exercise. The lack of exercise coupled with eating larger portions of unhealthy food leads to obesity.
What long-term effect does obesity have on the teenager?
The longer a child or teenager remains overweight, the greater the risk of getting heart disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure later in life.
Does being obese affect academic performance?
This really depends on the person. Some people are fine, and being obese doesn't substantially affect their academic performance. Yet for others, being obese means they generally feel sleepy and tired, and so they will not be able to pay attention in class. They may find it difficult to take part in physical activities in school. All these may mean the teenager gets left behind in his or her studies.
Will the teenagers face any psychological problems?
Perhaps they may not face problems at home, but at school they may be teased or bullied by their classmates. They may also face rejection from members of the opposite sex. All these may lead to some psychological problems, which may affect their mental health. For some, these problems may lead them to eat more to get some consolation, and thus they gain more weight, which makes it even worse.
What needs to be done to stop the problem of obesity among teenagers?
I think parents must play the main role in stopping childhood and teen obesity. Role modeling and health education should always begin at home. Parents should be responsible by providing their teenage children with a balanced diet that supplies their nutritional needs according to their age and gender. Parents should eat together with the family instead of leaving their teens to binge on fast food. Make healthy family meals the norm.
What else can be done to overcome obesity among teenagers?
Well, school is where teenagers spend a lot of their time. So, learning institutions should carry out awareness programs. Experts can be invited to give talks to students so that students know the hard facts and are aware of the risks they face due to obesity. Learning institutions can also organize fitness activities such as Zumba or aerobics classes, wall or mountain climbing, or other forms of activities that will encourage their participation and promote an active lifestyle.
Don't you think that teenagers need to take on some responsibility as well, rather than making parents and learning institutions shoulder the burden?
I agree with you. Parents and teachers can only provide the necessary support. The teenagers themselves need to make an effort to achieve a healthy lifestyle. The first steps towards a healthy lifestyle are controlling their eating habits and exercising regularly. Most importantly, they should understand that they are doing this for their own benefit, so that they will not face any health complications in future. If they understand this, then they will be more motivated to get fit and shed the weight.
Thank you, Dr. Ling.
You're welcome.
Now you will hear part 4 again.
Dr. Ling, what do you think of the obesity problem among teenagers in Malaysia?
Well, to answer your question, I would say that the number of obese children and teenagers in Malaysia is increasing at an alarming rate. To tell you the truth, we have twice as many overweight children nowadays compared to 10 years ago.
What do you think is the root cause of the problem?
I think this is due to their unhealthy lifestyles and eating habits. Teenagers in general consume a lot of fast food and fried food, as well as sugary treats. In addition to an unhealthy diet, they also lack exercise. The lack of exercise coupled with eating larger portions of unhealthy food leads to obesity.
What long-term effect does obesity have on the teenager?
The longer a child or teenager remains overweight, the greater the risk of getting heart disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure later in life.
Does being obese affect academic performance?
This really depends on the person. Some people are fine, and being obese doesn't substantially affect their academic performance. Yet for others, being obese means they generally feel sleepy and tired, and so they will not be able to pay attention in class. They may find it difficult to take part in physical activities in school. All these may mean the teenager gets left behind in his or her studies.
Will the teenagers face any psychological problems?
Perhaps they may not face problems at home, but at school they may be teased or bullied by their classmates. They may also face rejection from members of the opposite sex. All these may lead to some psychological problems, which may affect their mental health. For some, these problems may lead them to eat more to get some consolation, and thus they gain more weight, which makes it even worse.
What needs to be done to stop the problem of obesity among teenagers?
I think parents must play the main role in stopping childhood and teen obesity. Role modeling and health education should always begin at home. Parents should be responsible by providing their teenage children with a balanced diet that supplies their nutritional needs according to their age and gender. Parents should eat together with the family instead of leaving their teens to binge on fast food. Make healthy family meals the norm.
What else can be done to overcome obesity among teenagers?
Well, school is where teenagers spend a lot of their time. So, learning institutions should carry out awareness programs. Experts can be invited to give talks to students so that students know the hard facts and are aware of the risks they face due to obesity. Learning institutions can also organize fitness activities such as Zumba or aerobics classes, wall or mountain climbing, or other forms of activities that will encourage their participation and promote an active lifestyle.
Don't you think that teenagers need to take on some responsibility as well, rather than making parents and learning institutions shoulder the burden?
I agree with you. Parents and teachers can only provide the necessary support. The teenagers themselves need to make an effort to achieve a healthy lifestyle. The first steps towards a healthy lifestyle are controlling their eating habits and exercising regularly. Most importantly, they should understand that they are doing this for their own benefit, so that they will not face any health complications in future. If they understand this, then they will be more motivated to get fit and shed the weight.
Thank you, Dr. Ling.
You're welcome.
That is the end of part 4. You have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.